And welcome to Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA. This is Mike Effner, joined now by Norwalk baseball coach Chad Weedman. And coach, first time catching up with you this season. The boys are off to a decent start, 6-6 overall, 5-2 in the Little Hawkeye Conference. And just looking at the schedule, it seems like each week you've gotten a little bit better. This week included a doubleheader sweep at Pella Christian to start off the week, and then a split at Oskaloosa just last night. How do you feel the guys are playing right now?
Yeah, I think that just like you said, we're getting better with each week. Week one was a rough start for us. We went 0-3 and then kind of got some things figured out in week two, and had a few pretty competitive games this week, and they're just learning how to battle and fight, and know that you have to be locked in for 7 innings and sometimes a little bit more than that.
Yeah, last night, an extra inning game with Oskaloosa, able to get the split in the doubleheader with the 2-0 win, and it was Eli Benscooter. I want to talk about your pitching, and he's been a guy that's come out of the bullpen for you a little bit and done a good job. He's getting about 2 strikeouts an inning, and last night really shut down Oskaloosa.
Yeah, and if you want to talk about highlights for the week, Eli would definitely be that. He came in, we were down at PC, and he came in relief there in the second inning and shut them down throughout. I think he threw about 5 innings then, and then came in last night. He came in the fifth, and when it came to the 7th, 8th, and 9th, faced 9 batters and sent them all back to the dugout. So he has definitely come along and doing great for us out of the bullpen, and I would imagine that at some point in time this next week he's gonna earn himself a start.
Yeah, you have enough games on the schedule. Probably get him worked in there with the way he's been throwing. Pitching depth overall, do you feel pretty good about it right now? It looks like Briley Purcell, Cole Wardlow, Garrett Gehrink have been 3 of your top starters, all with earned run averages. Purcell at 1.34, Gehrink 2.1, and Wardlow at right at 3. So do you feel pretty good about the starting pitching as well?
Yeah, those are our 3 main guys, and with the rain out this last week, that kind of helped us out. We've got a couple guys that are hurt. Kingston Lamb, he's been nursing a nagging arm for basically the first 3 weeks of the season, and then Owen Siemens had a concussion, line drive, caught a little bit of glove and caught more of his nose here at North Polk week and a half ago, and we're hoping that he gets going on his return to play coming Monday, and hopefully we'll have him back by the end of the week, if not the first of next week. But I think both those 2 guys are keys, and when they get healthy and get back into the rotation, we'll be a little bit deeper than we are right now.
Do you have an established number 1 guy right now, number 1 and 2?
No, well, I don't think we do. I think we've got 3 or 4 guys that can sling it a little bit, and it's just a matter of what we're needing on any given night. Garrett Gehrink has came in and done a nice job for us. He had a complete game a week ago Friday against Gilbert, and then came back and threw through 6 innings for us against Pella and did a nice job. So Garrett's doing well for us. Ashton Hands has came out of the bullpen for us and filled some innings for us. So our pitching's coming along. Our defense is getting there. Really what we need to work on is our offensive approach. We're just striking out too much. We need to eliminate strikeouts and make them earn outs instead of giving them to them. So
let's talk a little bit about that defense. Kind of what is your alignment out there when you're at your best? And I know defense is always such a big barometer for you guys. It kind of when you're playing good defense, you're usually pretty successful. And on the nights when you kick it around a little bit, not so much.
Yeah, we kind of depend on our pitching and our defense, and usually our games are fairly low scoring. Gave up a couple free bases there, and that's when they scored their runs. And last night we gave up 3 hits in an inning, and that's when Winoski scored their runs. From a defensive standpoint, we're probably Colton Moore is one of the guys that's kind of bouncing from shortstop to to left field based on who's pitching. When Wardlow's pitching, he moves in shortstop, made some great plays for us last night. Our outfield has been pretty solid all year long, and as well as, you know, infield. Garrett kind of fills in at third base when Ben Scooter is on the mound. So we've got a number of guys that are filling in and doing what they need to do in the roles that they have.
And then looking at your lineup here, a few guys right now hitting over the 300 mark. Colton Moore, who you mentioned, Xavier Bush is off to a good start. And then Riley Schmidt as well, hitting in 324. So those are some of the guys you're building around in that lineup. As the season goes on, do you feel like you'd be pretty good 1 through 9?
Moore's came along. I think he had 4 hits in that first game against Pella Christian, and Riley Schmidt's done a lot of work on his swing and trying to shorten it up and is getting there. Bush hits in the number 9 spot and has done a good job. I think he had a home run here a couple weeks ago at North Polk, and then has some key base hits last night. I believe he didn't lead off that ninth inning, but was second up and came up with a key base hit and ended up scoring the first run of the ball game, and then that led to a sacrifice by Ben Scooter that he was able to safety squeeze Wardlow in to get the second run, and that second run I think was huge because it took a lot of pressure off of pitching, and Ben Scooter was able to come back up on the bump and shut things down.
Again, we're talking with Norwalk baseball coach Chad Weedman on Coach's Corner. And now you look ahead to next week, some big games on the schedule. You know, it's not a crazy busy week. You're Monday, Wednesday, Friday, but they are big ones. At Indianola on Monday, you got a doubleheader with Dallas Center Grimes on Wednesday night at home. And then at Newton on Friday, a team you swept the first time around, but a couple close games.
I just believe that Little Hawkeye Conference has quality baseball, and when you take a look at, you know, Indianola and DCG, they're right up there and can compete with anyone. But same time, looking at some scores, they're manageable and that sort of thing, and we just have to come out and be able to execute all three phases from a pitching standpoint, defensive standpoint, and get a few hits to put a couple runs on the board.
So it'll be the fourth week of the season. We've touched on a couple of these things, but what do you want to see out of the team this week? Some things that need to get better?
Offensively, we got to have better at-bats. That's the bottom line. We got to compete, and we've got to be able to change our approach. And early in the count, swings have to be different than late in the count swings, and we just got to shorten up, put the ball in play, and force them to get us out versus swinging and missing.
Long term, looking towards July, do you feel like the potential for this team is a little higher this year?
I think our upside is really good. I think we still have a lot of growth left in us, and I think that especially if we get some guys healthy and get back to full strength, you know, we'll see what happens, but we're going to continue to work.
All right, this has been Norwalk baseball coach Chad Weedman on Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. Thanks for your time, Coach. Good luck this week.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.